As a resident of Toronto and a mother of three children, I've been very disturbed by the permissiveness with which the pro-Palestinian protests and encampments have been dealt with. Things like allowing calls for violence, calls for intifada, calls from the river to the sea, calls for violence against Zionists or Jews were not dealt with swiftly and with enough decisiveness. Similarly, the encampments being allowed to stay intimidate students and staff going in and out of university facilities, protests on the highway as well, disrupting the flow of traffic in and out of the city. In general, I think this time around, the quote-unquote freedom of speech and quote-unquote wokeness and freedom of expression had gone too far, and people were not being held accountable for breaking the law, for intimidating peaceful citizens going in and out of, as I said, universities, synagogues, other facilities. Also, face coverings make it much harder to persecute people. So in the context of these events, I think it's important that face coverings not be permitted for protests so that people can be identified and identifiable. So all of these steps, I think, we can learn from and ensure that we're not sending the message that there's leeway, or depending on one's political orientation, the law is applied differently for different groups. Thank you very much.